Hello, and welcome to the Greater Lansing Food Championship Podcast. I'm Phil Friend, a sports reporter at the Lansing State Journal, and your host for our newest audio endeavor as we attempt to determine the city's best individual menu item from a Lansing restaurant. And how we're doing that is a 32-item knockout-style tournament, similar to the NCAA basketball tournament, where different LSJ staffers will appear in each podcast episode, eat each individual item, collect their thoughts, and then we'll vote between the two foodstuffs, with one advancing to the next round and the other one going home. We determine those 32 items using Yelp, which ranks restaurants in three categories: recommended, highest rated, and most reviewed. We aggregated the restaurants' rankings in all three categories, and the eight best scores were selected for the four regions: Mexican, American, pizza, and international. Today, we'll be eating and voting on eight foods from the international region. And I am joined today by three of my cohorts at the LSJ in the quote-unquote podcast studio. To my left, Mark Johnson, our education reporter. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm full now.
Yeah. A wide variety of items that we had in the kitchen. I think this has kind of been the theme of the podcast we've recorded. Everyone is pretty full by the time we get to this point. Crossed for me at the table is the person who has probably written more about restaurants than anybody else in the LSJ newsroom, and she will be bringing her unique perspective on this today. That is Rachel Greco. Rachel, welcome to the studio.
Hi, Phil. No pressure, right?
Yeah, no pressure at all. I mean, you're going to have to carry this episode, so hopefully you're up to the task here.
Fun time.
The confidence is brimming. I can see it. And to my right, making his second appearance already on this podcast, is sports storyteller Nate Atkins. Nate, thank you very much for filling in for an ill Matthew Day Smith today.
Well, you know, it was really hard work just eating free food provided by the company, and especially as someone who loves international food, it was real torturous, and I hope I never have to do it again.
Thank you for your service, and thank you for your sacrifice. You know, you're a real team player, Nate.
Not everyone can do it, so, you know.
So you may have noticed that I have three guests with me this time instead of two. So the thing is here, I kind of have to be true to myself, and international food and restaurants, especially here in Lansing, whether it's, you know, Lansing restaurants or the fast food variety, is not really something I eat too much. And I kind of looked at myself as maybe not the right person to participate in the voting when it came to the international food. So that's why we have added a third guest, and I will not be participating in the vote today for the first time in our four podcasts. So again,
it's always important to check your biases. So appreciate it.
Thank you for backing me up there, Nate. Well, we are here to listen to us talk about food and vote. So let's just get on with that. I will read off the matchups. So here are the matchups for what we're eating today. The one seed, Chupli, and the chicken shawarma versus the eight seed, Altoos Ethiopian Cuisine and the spicy drumsticks. The four seed, Nola Bistro and the Faux Nola versus the five seed, La Cucina Cubana and the Ropa Vieja. The three seed, Zaytoon Mediterranean and its chicken shawarma versus the six seed, Jose's Cuban Sandwich Caribbean Chicken Sandwich. And last but not least, the three seed, Nang Myanmar and its Pad Ki Moa versus the seven seed, Sushimoto and the Yum Yum Roll. All right, are you guys ready to go? Have we studied our notes? Ready to deliver? You didn't hear anything, but everyone nodded. So let's start with Chupli's chicken shawarma. Nate, since you are the veteran of this, go ahead and share what you thought of the presentation. And I will note that for Chupli chicken shawarma, we got the plate, whereas for Chupli and the chicken shawarma, we got the wrap, and we got the plate for Zaytoon and its chicken shawarma. We'll see how that kind of affects things from here on out. So, Nate, your thoughts on Chupli and its chicken shawarma wrap?
Well, first of all, what I like about the setup and find amusing is just how chaotic it is. You know, we have two shawarmas on this list, but they're not going against each other.
Nope,
they're just in completely different matchups. So, but it's hard not to compare one shawarma to the next. So I absolutely love shawarma. And this one was solid. It's a little different than the others, though, because it's just simpler. It just comes in the wrap, and it's the, you know, it's got the grilled chicken and there's some sauce on it, but it doesn't have kind of the rice and the hummus mix to it. So I wish it had a little bit more to it. I thought it left it a little bit dry. It was fine to eat. It felt, you know, it felt tasted fresh, and there was a good amount of it, but obviously a hard dish to share as well. But which is going to be a theme with a few of these. But I thought it was fine, but it didn't blow me away.
You know, I really liked it. I'm a fan of shawarma as well, and you know, I obviously prefer to have shawarma with the rice and some pita on the side. But you know, I think having it in the wrap with the sauce that they had in there kept the meat tender. The spices were kind of sweet, but that's kind of what you want out of a shawarma. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
I also really, really, really love chicken shawarma. Like, I could eat it every day for the rest of my life. So I thought the wrap was really good. I also thought it was kind of lacking a little. When I eat my shawarma, I really like to have the hummus with it, some vegetable. So maybe a little bit more, but I thought it was still pretty good.
Deal. And the eighth seed, Altoos Ethiopian Cuisine. No explanation on that. They had the spicy drumsticks. Mark, what did you think of the spicy drumsticks?
I came into this terrified because I'm terrible with spicy food, but you know, I wanted to bite the bullet and do it. And it was good, but I thought the flavor for me, it wasn't, you know, I was expecting a real kick in the butt with the taste, but I didn't really feel that. There was a really nice spicy aftertaste. I thought it was good, but again, it was kind of lacking.
I really liked this. I have never eaten Ethiopian food before, and I want to go back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big fan of spice, usually. This was really spicy, I thought, in the aftertaste of it, but I really liked that. The rice worked really well. It was like a nice cooling partner, so make sure you have a bite of rice after you try some chicken. But I loved it. I would just say water, water, water.
Yeah. I did forget to mention the rice when I said that earlier. It did come with rice, and I thought the side for that was very good as well. And spoiler alert, the spicy drumsticks were spicy. How dare they come through with exactly what they were advertising. Nate?
Yeah, I was a big fan of this one. Rachel kind of hit on a lot of what I was thinking, is that it just has a nice mix. It's got the kick, it's got the spice and the aftertaste, but the rice kind of lowers that and takes it down. It also comes with, you know, cabbage and a side salad, and just think that's a nice mixture to kind of balance out both the spice levels, but also just kind of the health of the entire thing. And so it's a nice well-rounded meal. And I do agree with Mark. I kind of was ready for the spice a little earlier, and I love spice, but it's kind of a surprise to get it as late as you get it, and it kind of made for a nice experience.
All right, so how we do the voting here is I will count down 1, 2, 3, and then on 3, you guys will say the restaurant that you liked the best. So this is Chupli versus Altoos Ethiopian Cuisine. Are you guys ready for the first voting? Say yes.
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 Thank you. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Altoos.
Okay, Altoos, right? Two yeah. For Altoos Ethiopian Cuisine.
Yes.
Oh, I think this is our first 8-1 upset of the tournament. Congratulations to Altoos Ethiopian Cuisine and the spicy drumsticks, which move on to the Sweet 16. All right. Moving on, the 4 seed, Nola Bistro and the Faux Nola. So that is a beef noodle soup with rare steak, brisket, meatball, and beef tendon. And the 5 seed, La Cocina Cubana and the Ropa Vieja is a sandwich with shredded beef, toasted bread, Swiss cheese, tomato, jalapenos, and lettuce. Well, let's start with the Faux Nola. Rachel, what are your thoughts on that soup?
You know, I really wanted to like this a lot. I love soup and I love pho. It's just the taste of it. You know, it might not travel well. Obviously, we're in the office, so we have to take these things to go. I think if I'd had it there, I would feel differently about it. The broth was sweet and I liked the broth. What was in it, though, the noodles, it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen this in the first 3 podcasts we've done. There's just been kind of a... Sometimes I can't pick all 8 things up at the exact same time. So you order them and you try to stagger it the best you possibly can to where everything's fresh. And sometimes it doesn't just work out. And that might have been the case here. Mark?
Well, I want to give the disclaimer that I'm very, very warm today. And so soup didn't sound good at all to me. But it was a really good taste, though. I liked the broth as well. And the combination with the noodles was good. It was something I've never had before. So I really liked it.
Yeah, I think it was a nice idea in it. You know, I can imagine being at the restaurant and getting it just in a bowl and mixing it right there would have made it even better. I really liked the soup element of it, just the taste of the broth, and it kind of felt like a charcuterie board mixed in one. So love the meats and love the broth. I was not as into the kind of noodle element of it. It was it was just kind of hard to mix together with the other pieces of it. So it was solid, and that's from someone who's not totally in love with soup.
I am just impressed with the charcuterie board mentioned in describing everything there. Very nice. All right, let's move on to La Cocina Cubana and the Ropa Vieja. Nate, since you went last, go ahead and go first here. What'd you think of their Cuban sandwich?
This is one of my favorites in this entire spread. I mean, I've always loved this restaurant. It's just right down the street from here, from us here at the LSJ.
Yes.
And just a very authentic Cuban simple sandwiches, but they come out so nice because the bread is just fantastic. It's fresh and it's and it just holds together so well. So I was a big fan of just kind of the way they mixed all this stuff together, stuff that, you know, could get messy in a hurry when you've got, you know, jalapenos and tomato and cheese and beef. I thought it held together well, and it was just a really solid combo.
Yeah, this was delicious. I mean, I really loved it. The bread was like crisp and buttery. It was a little bit messy, but not in a bad way. And that jalapeno, which was a pickled jalapeno, kind of gave it that acid that it needed because it's a heavy sandwich. You know, obviously we're sharing it. But if you ate the whole thing, that makes it easier to go down. And yeah. I would again. So I really liked it.
I definitely would have ate the whole thing. It was delicious. The bread, of course, was perfect. Like, it was really great consistency for a sandwich. And I think it also had a sweet feel to it, as well as the savory, kind of a sweet aftertaste. I don't know what was in it that gave it that, but I remember taking a bite and sitting there and trying to figure out, why do I like this so much? And I could feel that sweetness in my mouth, and I just really appreciated that.
Yeah. This was my favorite item that I ate on the day. I guess I'm just a bread guy. I don't know. It seems like everything I talk about, it's like, I really love the bread. And this is no exception here. It was cooked perfectly. It was thick. It was nice. And the sandwich and all of its greens all just it tasted great together. And it was, to use a phrase I've said in the other podcast, my favorite first bite of the day was definitely from that as well. I think we know where we're going to go here, but we're going to go ahead and make this a formality here. Nola Bistro versus La Cocina Cubana. 1, 2, 3.
La Cocina.
Yep. All right, there you move on to the Sweet 16. All right, our next matchup, the 3 seed, Zaytoon Mediterranean in the chicken shawarma versus Jose's Cuban sandwich and the Caribbean chicken sandwich. And we'll start here with the chicken shawarma. Mark.
This was tough because, like I said, I love chicken shawarma. You know, of course, the rice was great. I really, really liked the hummus. The hummus was some of the best hummus I've had in a while. And I actually had chicken shawarma for lunch, so I was trying not to have have expectations coming in. But yeah, it was really well done.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great shawarma. The spices on the chicken were spot on. The rice was good. The hummus is some of the best, I think, in Greater Lansing. Most people who've had a lot of hummus and eaten a lot of shawarma will say that. So it's just really good cooking. It's good food.
I want to give a shout out to the hummus as well. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it with the chicken combination. I know that's what it's there for, and you're supposed to like it. But it's just nice when things are as good as they're actually advertised. And I really liked it quite a bit. Nate.
Yeah, we're just blessed here to be as close to Dearborn as we are. So the Middle Eastern food in this area is phenomenal. And this is another family-owned restaurant. It's got 2 locations in Lansing and Holt. And I thought this one was terrific. The chicken is just so sharp. Just the way they roasted it, it's a slow roast. And the hummus was fantastic. I wish there was more hummus, to be honest with you. That's probably the only criticism I have for it. But beyond that, it was terrific.
All right, well, let's move on to Jose's Cuban sandwich. And the sandwich we got from there was the Caribbean chicken sandwich. Comes with grilled chicken, onion, lettuce, tomatoes, Swiss cheese, mayo, and guacamole. Rachel.
So this one was sort of the opposite of the other Cuban entry that we rated. It was way too saucy for me. The mayo and the would you say guacamole was just too much. The bread was kind of soggy. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, knowing that, you know, this wasn't completely fresh, I tried to give it a little bit of a chance. And given that, I thought the bread was really good. I can't imagine how good it would be without the sogginess. I really liked the taste. There may have been a little much too complicated, maybe, with all the different things included in it, but I really like the bread I have here. I really like the meat. I thought that was a nice kind of juicy taste to it. And yeah, overall, pretty good sandwich.
Yeah, the thing I kind of want to say is that we kind of ran into this thing with Taquería El Chaparrito in the taco round where or Mexican round, excuse me, where I had scheduled it to be for me to pick it up at a certain time, and they got it done way earlier than what they were supposed to, and it just probably kind of sat there for a while, and I think that probably may kind of hurt them a little bit. Another thing I will say is, before we get to Nate's comments here, is that when I called them and kind of said, hey, what was your signature or most popular item, they just said the Cuban sandwich. They didn't get it to be a specific one, so I was going through their sandwiches, and I kind of chose the El Caribbean because it was kind of the most international, the name was the most international name. And I was like, oh, let's do this one. But I think if we had to do this again, we'd probably go with the what's called the Midnight or Medianoche with roast pork, ham, Swiss cheese, onion, mustard, mayo, and pickle. I sort of think we probably would have liked that one better as a group, but I'm not.
Again, it's a way more traditional take.
Yeah. And I'm not 100% certain on that. Anyway, Nate, your take on the El Caribbean.
Yeah, I'd echo what these two said. It felt like it sat out too long. So I don't feel like we got the best maybe version of it. At the same time, though, it's hard to go up against our other one on this list, the Ropa Vieja. It's kind of the comparison of those two.
Yeah.
I think hurt it as well because the bread of that one was way better than the bread on this one. It did get a little bit soggy, and I mean, I love this style of sandwich, so I'm not I still enjoyed it, but. It wasn't as sharp as the other one, for sure.
Yeah, if we ever go back and do a bonus podcast and kind of revisit some of the ones that we kind of knocked out early, I think this would be one of the places that we would try, because I know a lot of people, you know, like Jose's Cuban quite a bit, especially in this newsroom.
Yeah, we have a couple coworkers who swear by it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it's got a better version.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's vote here. Zaytoon versus Jose's Cuban. 1, 2, 3.
Zaytoon.
All right. So we had one of the two chicken shawarmas advance to the Sweet 16. All right, on to our final matchup of the day. The 2 seed, Nang Myanmar and its Pad Ki Mua versus the 7 seed, Sushimoto and the Yum Yum Roll. So the Nang Myanmar, the Pad Ki Mua, is, as Nate pointed out today, is basically known in America as drunk noodles. Mm-hmm. And it is a wide rice noodle, onion, carrot, chili, egg, cabbage, broccoli, pepper seed, lemon leaves, lemongrass, and soy sauce. And it comes with a choice of chicken, pork, or shrimp. And I think we got pork in that one, if I remember what I picked correctly. All right. Nate, you go first this time. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, I love the concept of drunken noodles, and they did a great job with it. I thought it was, you know, I would have liked a little more spice to it, but maybe that's just a personal preference that we didn't order it that way, so can't hate on them too much. Kind of had a lime flavor to it, which was interesting, and not had that with drunken noodles, but I thought they did a pretty good job with it. Like I said, I think this dish is better spicy. It's meant to be spicy. I think if you go over that part of the world, they would reinforce that. But one thing I would just say about this restaurant is it's kind of like a little hidden gem, because it's on South Lansing, and it's kind of in a what looks like an abandoned strip mall, and when you pull in there, you're not expecting to get great food, and then they bring it out and it is. And so I personally love the garlic chicken on their menu, so I was surprised that this ended up being the dish we went with, but I enjoyed it nonetheless.
Hey, we do plugs for the other menu items at the end, Nate. Come on now.
All right.
I'm just joking, but you are right. I think it's the only business that's open in that little strip mall where they're located. But sometimes, as we know, like the best places to eat just kind of come from the most random places. They're like Jose's Cuban Sandwiches inside a Marathon gas station, which I don't think, if you didn't know it already, you would be stunned, I think, if somebody just told you that's where it was. So, yeah.
Well, I think two of the tacos we sent along, or burritos we sent along the other day, come out of food trucks.
Yeah. So, but the food trucks they're very in.
They're in.
For sure. All right, Rachel.
I really loved this. I've never been there, and I've always wanted to go because I hear such good things from everybody in Lansing. It just tasted authentic to me. I would have sat down and eaten an entire bowl of it if I could. Yeah, it was great. The flavors melded perfectly. I'd never had something like this before, and I want to go back. So I thought it was great.
I will certainly be visiting them after driving past several times and considering whether or not I should drive up. I really liked it. I thought the flavor, especially of the noodles, was really good. I love noodles of any kind, so as soon as I saw that, I knew I was going to like it. I agree with Nate. I think the meat could have used a little more spice to it. It was one of those things where I bit into it and I was expecting more and nothing ever came. But there was still a little spice to it, but I thought the flavor overall, the whole as a dish, was really good.
Well, I think we can probably blame me for that, because I think this was the place that asked me what level of spiciness I wanted on it, and I think I just said like medium or the middle or something like that, because I didn't know what I didn't know what to say.
Places like this, you have to say I want it spicy.
Okay,
I don't like spicy. All right,
well,
perfect for me.
A note for Phil next time if they advance, I will get it as spicy as humanly possible for everybody. The final item, the 7-seed Tsushimoto and the Yum Yum Roll. It comes with tuna, salmon, crab stick, tomato, and avocado deep fried.
This was a really solid California roll type thing to me. I really liked all of the elements in it. The salmon was great. The avocado was great. The crab was great. I normally don't eat California rolls fried, so that was different. I think if I had a choice, I'd choose a fresher option without the fried outer, you know, the skin of it. But I did like it. It was good.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty solid. It is different to have it fried and also just kind of drenched in the teriyaki sauce, but it made it a little bit different, and I definitely like the meats to it. You could kind of taste the variety, the tuna and the salmon, and then the avocado was good too. So it was a good variety to it. It's very, very different experience to eat all of that in one bite with the sauce on it, but it made for a decent dish.
Mark.
I absolutely love sushi, especially I've been kidded because I'll even eat gas station sushi. So, I mean, just give me sushi and I'll eat it. So when I saw this, I was super pumped, and I've never had it, served like that with it fried. I thought it was really good. I really like the flavors. I was doing all I can actually not to eat like the whole roll, or whatever's left now, but yeah, it was really good. I really liked the flavors and it was just really nice overall. Put everything together, it was a really good taste.
Yeah, good presentation. It looked good. I'm not a sushi person, I probably wouldn't eat it, but it looked scrumptious at the very least. So, and Mark, I will say that once we're done here, feel free to go back and eat all of the entire Yum Yum Roll if you so desire.
I so desire.
All right, perfect. All right, let's vote here. We're going Nang Myanmar or Tsushimoto. 1, 2, 3.
Nang Myanmar.
Myanmar, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And Nang Myanmar advances over Tsushimoto 2-1. Well, that kind of wraps up our actual voting here. I thought we got through this pretty good. And what I want to do here is, you kind of alluded to this too as well, the restaurants that we've talked about today that you might be familiar with, what are some of the items, other menu items that they have that you quite like? Rachel?
Well, Zaytoon has an amazing garlic sauce. It goes with everything. And then they give you these warm bread rolls, which aren't pita. It's I can eat like 10 of them dipped in the garlic sauce. They also have a shawarma salad that you can pour like this very light dressing over it that's delicious for lunch. Choplay, which my family orders at all the time. The traditional shawarma plate with the rice and the pita bread and the hummus is delicious too.
I just should have gotten the plate from both spots instead of doing one for one, doing the wrap for one and the plate for the other. So.
Well, that was nice. I mean, I'd never tried that before, but you know, if people want to go back to Choplay and get the traditional stuff,
yeah,
so good.
I mean, actually, I like both shawarmas. I mean, it feels like that's a dish that's kind of hard to, it's really hard to mess up, and I liked it in wrap for it, and I liked it on the plate variety too.
I've actually only ever eaten Zaytoon's out of the restaurants we sampled today, so I mean. Anywhere that has chicken shawarma, I'll try it.
Yeah, like I mentioned, the garlic chicken at Nang Myanmar is incredible. And then, I mean, I just think it's hard to go wrong with any of the sandwiches over at La Cocina. So sometimes I just get their classic Cuban and stick with that. But this was a new one today, and it showed to me that they've got variety. So good one to go with.
Yeah, but before we go here, Rachel, I kind of want to grill you on a couple restaurant-related questions here.
As I
said in the intro that you are kind of you're basically a restaurant, or at least you write about restaurants more than anybody else here.
I'm a foodie, so yeah. I get away with it. Yeah,
exactly. what do you enjoy the best out of, you know, in terms of, you know, writing about restaurants, especially in the business sense?
For me, it's the backstory that each of these people have that open up restaurants. It's so brave to go out and open up a place that you're creating things that people are going to eat and then judge you on. And they all have just such compelling work ethics and personalities. They put a lot of passion into what they do, and I love writing that. I like to incorporate that. Plus, you know, who doesn't love to write about food, any kind of food? I'll write about it.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the things where maybe I kind of failed, at least in the first round here, is not really going into the backstory for all of these restaurants. We did a little bit here and there in the Mexican restaurants and a little bit with the pizza as well. But other than that, I mean, those are fascinating. Like, how long has Niang Myanmar been? I think they've been here, you know, for a bit here. And
oh, yeah, at least I think a decade. And they're really super popular. I mean, people have found this place and they know how to get there, and they go there and they talk about it all the time.
Yeah. When you're do people come up to you a lot and ask for your recommendations from restaurants at all, or do you hear from people like that? Or
no? People do. They do. And, you know, we have personal favorites, obviously. You know, we have a 15-year-old daughter, so we usually end up going someplace that's a little bit tempered back because she has not as wide of a palate. But my husband is Italian. His parents came here from Italy, and so they're very into food. So the two of us, I mean, we're going everywhere all the time.
So since you live in Charlotte, I just assume you just guys go to Azar's Big Boy restaurant all the time. It's not called Azar's, but it was called Azar's in Fort Wayne when I was a kid. So that's just what I refer it as. So funny story about the Big Boy restaurant. When my parents came up here earlier this year, going to the Big Boy restaurant like in Fort Wayne was like a big family tradition on my mom's side. And then, like, she had never ate there in, like, 30 years. And we went to the one in Charlotte because the ones in Indiana don't exist anymore.
Well,
so
it's funny that you said that because my grandma Sue, who's you know, passed away a couple of years ago. But when we were little, she used to pick my brother and I up and take us to Big Boy for lunch.
Yeah,
wow. And that was a big deal, you know. So, yeah.
As the years go on, I'm sure it was a huge deal back, you know, back then for people. But it's one of those restaurants that it's good, but maybe has not stood the test of time in terms of relevance and people talking about it all the time, I guess. Sure. is kind of what I mean to say there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do plugs here as we end the podcast. Mark, where can we find you out in the world? Do you want to plug any future stories coming up or anything like that? Or,
well, now that we're starting to kind of get back to normal here, hopefully we'll be seeing what school's like in the fall. I cover education, so I'm very interested and excited to actually be able to step foot in a school again. I just actually took a tour of East Lansing's newest elementary school, which I believe it was the first time I've been in a school in like a year. And even though it was just full of construction workers instead of kids and teachers, it was still just exciting to be back there. So I'm definitely excited to see the education world hopefully go back to normal.
And Mark, can we find you out on social media?
It's Twitter, and it's @ByMarkJohnson.
Perfect. Rachel?
I've got some things coming up, but I like to keep it under wraps.
Sure, go for it. No, that's fine.
I'll be working on some restaurant pieces coming up, and then also I have a big historical piece that I've been working on with another reporter, Crystal Nurse, and so we're really excited about that.
Yes, you guys have put a lot of work into that one, and it'd be interesting to see what the reaction is on that. Where can we get your food takes on social media?
Twitter @Greco@LSJ. Yeah.
It's very confusing when you have the two
@. I know.
Greco@LSJ. Yeah. Perfect. All right, Nate.
Yeah, you can find me @NateAtkins_. And I'm just, you know, it's summertime in the sports world, so it's a little different. But we got the Olympics coming up. So we have, I think around 5 athletes who are either from the Lansing area or we're at Michigan State and are competing in the Olympics. So I'm just trying to find different ways to tell their stories over the next couple weeks. So that's what I'll be working on.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter @Phil_friend. Thank you guys very much for joining us for the Greater Lansing Food Championship Podcast, a Lansing State Journal production. If you enjoy this podcast or the work surrounding it, please consider subscribing. You can follow our coverage at lsj.com, and please rate and comment on Apple Podcast. Thanks for listening.